for this special edition, and I'm joined by a guest of mine, a friend, Charles Shin. How you doing, Charles? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jason. Doing well, brother.
Absolutely. Well, I wasn't planning on recording a podcast today, but on my way home from work, I heard on the radio that Myles Garrett signs a contract extension. It's a mega deal. 5-year, $125 million contract.
That's fantastic news. For once, Cleveland sports teams, they show the money. So he says, show me the money. And then they come through. So I like to see that. And after they hardly ever since I think they came back, I think I read today that they've only re-signed three Browns players before they're re-signing Miles. That would be, I guess, Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, and Joe Hayden. And that's pretty amazing. In 21 years, it's only happened 4 times. That's pretty amazing. But, it happened, and I'm excited. And he's ready to work. You see his videos going viral, and he's working. So, yeah, it was a good signing, and hopefully that's one step closer to a lot more wins for this team.
Absolutely. Just to recap, I think I heard it from Ian Rappaport. I think he was the first one to report it. So we have a $125 million deal, $50 million due at signing. So I guess that would be a signing bonus. And that's on top of the 2 years that we already have him. So Myles Garrett will be a Brown for the next 7 years, totaling $144 million. So you can't argue with that. I mean, with this contract, that's going to bring him to what is he, 24 now? So that'll bring him to when he's 31 years old.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's a long time. And that's good for us to see, us fans, to see him in a Browns uniform for that long. So hopefully he puts on his game face week in and week out, and he's a good boy on the field.
Absolutely. You had alluded to the Browns haven't had a real good history of drafting players. And, for me, that's one of the things that's so exciting. I mean, how many draft picks have we, drafted in the past that just didn't work out? A lot of them didn't even make it to the end of their original rookie deal, and we were shipping them out the door. So for me, that's what's really exciting about this is, we have a player. He's the captain of our defense. We'll talk about the years that he's been here so far, and he's had some ups and some downs, but I'm excited that we're able to not only sign him, but we have pieces around him now. You alluded to the Joe Thomas contract, when I think that was the last big contract that the Browns
signed. We signed Joe Thomas, and it was exciting. He was a good player to be on the Browns, but
the thing about that was we had nobody around him, so you can only get so excited. But now with Myles Garrett, that's the first piece that had to drop, before next year when we have to start signing other, draft picks.
Oh yeah. That is exciting. Next year will be, I guess next year will be Nick Chubb. Wait, no, Nick Chubb. He was a second round pick. So that'll be the following year. So next year, it'll be Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward, hopefully, that they produce this year, and we can get them locked in for long-term contracts. So, yeah, this year, those guys do have to produce, and I see a big year from both of those guys. I just hope Denzel can stay healthy and stay in the field, because when he is on the field, he is absolute lockdown. So with him, on that lockdown, one side of that defense, like I said, hopefully he could stay healthy and be a big part of that defense next year. Hopefully if they play this year. So, which I think they will.
Absolutely. You look at Myles Garrett and you look at the history as far as production. He was drafted in 2017. He started 9 games. If you remember, I think it might have been during the preseason. He had maybe it was the first game of the year. He had a high ankle sprain, and then he suffered a concussion. And he only played 9 games his rookie year, but he totaled 7 sacks for his rookie campaign. And then in 2018, that's when
I don't know about you. All Browns fans were really excited because he was coming into the season healthy. He ended up starting all 16 games, recorded 13.5 sacks. So he had a phenomenal year, his sophomore season, sophomore year. And then 2019, you know, the first he started 10 games, recorded 10 sacks, and then the bottom fell out. And you know what I'm talking about with the Mason Rudolph helmet swing. And this is where I'm talking about the lows. He had a phenomenal year going into that game. And I remember thinking, man, when at the end of that Pittsburgh game, when he swung that helmet, his season was over, and ultimately the Brown season was over.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun time after when it happened. I was kind of in shock. It's something that you've never seen before to that extent, especially on that stage between those two teams, you know, national TV. And, you know, I think we've seen the Dolphins player do it, the linemen, but not to that extent. And it's happened a couple other times, but like I said, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, national TV. Wow. and against the quarterback, it's not like it's two position players going at each other. It was a huge defensive lineman against a quarterback, a racist pissant quarterback, by the way. Sorry if I threw that in there.
No problem. It was definitely disappointing, to say the least. So he ended last year, suspended the last six games, and went into this offseason still suspended. But if you remember, Roger Goodell allowed him to go in the facilities and work out on his own. He couldn't join any team activities or meetings or anything like that. And I thought that was the first sign that this was going to move in a positive direction.
Oh yeah. When they announced that he was he basically was indefinite. And then when they came and I don't remember what month he finally was reinstated. I was before the draft, right? Maybe was it February, March? They said he was reinstated.
It was definitely before the draft.
Okay. When that happened, I was pleasantly surprised because I thought he was going to be suspended for a few more games. So for him to get only suspended six games, he was doing the right things, saying the right things. And, I'm just glad he, did get suspended only those six games.
Yeah. So, you know, over the past couple months, not only Myles Garrett, but we're seeing several Browns players, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, you know, doing their workout videos. But we're talking about Myles Garrett tonight, so we'll just stick to that. Man, you see his workout videos, and that guy, do you think he's out for blood this year? I mean, you think about that. What happened last year and coming into this season, I'm sure he's got a huge chip on his shoulder.
Oh, for sure, Jason. He wants to prove everybody. Everybody's been bad talking him around the league since that incident, saying this and that about him. They don't know who he is. You know, this guy, he seems like he's a laid back guy. He likes other things outside of football. He doesn't cause any problems. He doesn't, you know, he does the right things. He studied paleontology at Texas A&M, and he likes to write poetry, and he's just, he seems like he's a cool cat. So, and people that have bad talking to him, I think he wants to go out and prove it. So, you know, last year I was predicting 18 sacks. So this year I'm going to predict 18 sacks as well.
Right on, man. I love to hear that. Yeah, I remember me and you talking about it before last season. And yeah, you're right there. And man, he could have reached that number actually the way he was going.
Oh, sure thing.
You know, when you hear Myles Garrett, you know, his contract extension, I was on Twitter briefly, literally, Charles, you know, I was riding home, called you, said, let's do a podcast, got home, took a few notes and called you. But, you know, when you look at Twitter and you see fans of other teams and you see fans of our teams, they're talking about the same guy, but it's almost like they're talking about two separate guys. You know, fans of other teams, they look at Myles Garrett as, you know, almost like a thug, you know, but Browns fans, we know who Myles Garrett is. You know, we have the inside information on him. He's a great guy. What was it, 2 months before he had the helmet swing, he had a guy come up and offer one to have a selfie with him. Myles, of course, took a selfie, and the guy cold cocked him. You know, so he's got a good temperament. He's a good guy. And, man, I don't think it could happen to a better player than Myles Garrett.
No, I totally agree, brother. Yeah, he's done good things off the field. He's, like you said, he seems like he's a good guy. He's an animal lover. That's what I like. He's an animal lover. It seems like he does good things in the community. You don't see him doing anything, you know, out of character. And let's just watch him produce this year and prove everybody wrong. Cuts down on the roughing the passer calls this year too. That's the only thing. The roughing the passers. He got a few of those.
He did get a few of those. That's right. That's the name of the game. What do you think? I mean, let's talk about the NFL. Do you think that Myles Garrett will be on a tight leash this year?
That's a good question. I think they'll keep an eye on him. I do think they will keep an eye on him. But after a few weeks, I think that, you know, that probably lengthen that leash out a little bit. Let him play.
Yeah, you know, I think the leash, I don't want to call it a short leash, but, you know, he's definitely going to have to walk the line. If he has anything that resembles that Thursday night game in Pittsburgh, I think he's going to be in trouble. And, you know, that's an argument. Are the Browns taking a chance of signing Myles Garrett to the 5-year extension? Are they, you know, I guess there is a little risk there, but man, there's so much more reward. You know, he's a beast. I don't think he's going to do anything that's going to jeopardize his career, you know, with Cleveland. So yeah,
no,
so that's where
think,
we're at, man.
So
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said, I don't think so either. I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. Myles Garrett getting the mega deal. 5 years, $125 million. What is that, an average of $25 million a year? We just heard last week Patrick Mahomes getting that $500 million, $50 million a year for 10 years. This is the I think I read that this is the highest contract for a defensive player in NFL history. So
this is good. Yeah, he's the highest paid in the NFL. Absolutely. Yeah. When do you ever hear that?
When did you ever hear that? You know, I have to think, one of the players I have to thank is Jarvis Landry. You know, he was the first real signing that we had, you know, cause in the past, man, nobody wanted to play in Cleveland, and, you know, players might get drafted in Cleveland, but they're looking for their first way out. And I think Jarvis Landry really just helped change the culture in Cleveland. It's not changed yet, but it's moving in that direction. Now it seems like players are wanting to come to Cleveland, and we have players like this, like Myles Garrett, you know, highest paid defensive player in NFL history. We have players coming behind him. You know, Denzel Ward, you'd mentioned Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, they're coming up on their contracts, and there's no sign that they want to go anywhere. They want to stay right here in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it looks like these guys enjoy playing here. And all this talk with OBJ, you know, talking with the Patriots and Cam Newton, all that, that's just stuff to talk about. Just, you know, something when there's no NFL to talk about, you got to bring up OBJ. You know, OBJ wants to be here with his best, you know, with his best pal for how many years now. He's playing. He's got a great quarterback for him to throw to. And if you think, we didn't even mention, I know we're talking about Myles, Jason, but we didn't talk about, you probably have in your previous podcast, the offensive line to protect Baker Mayfield. That's a big key. So it helps the other players around him, gives him some time, have his players get open. So that's with Jarvis, OBJ, Higgins, Kareem Hunt, the receivers, all the receivers, Riley. It's going to be a fun season. So Vegas has them as 8.5 over and under. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point, Charles. I mean, when's the last time you've seen our roster infused with this much talent?
Never. Last year was the best I've seen. Last year, and this tops last year. So
you're right. I mean, last year we kind of knew going into last year that our offensive line needed help, and we were just praying that, you know, Baker would get the ball out of his hands quick, and, you know, Nick Chubb would help out in that manner. But this year, you brought up our offensive line, man. We definitely have the pieces to protect Baker and give him a little time and open up some holes for Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say. It's Kevin Stefanski. I'm so excited about him as our head coach.
Oh, for sure. With his, with the two tight end set and Njoku supposedly not leaving now, that's pretty huge. That's what I like to hear. That two tight end set, run the ball. Keep the, you know, two running backs. You got two great running backs. You got great offensive line. That play action pass. I think I seen a stat yesterday that Jarvis and OBJ with yards after something to do with play action pass yardage with play action pass. Jarvis and OBJ were right up in the top 10. So with our running game, with those running backs on that line, that play action pass is going to be. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, man, when you look at our roster, let's talk about the offensive side, and then maybe we can get into a little bit of the defense. But when you look at the offensive side, and you just forget about the Cleveland Browns, you just talk about the individual players at each position, there's not much to argue about there. I mean, you look at our backfield, you know, with Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, you know, we have him. We have who's our third one? Hilliard, right?
Dontrell Hilliard, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's nothing to sneeze. I mean, he's that guy's good, man. And then you look at our receivers, you know, with Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Higgins. You look at our tight ends. Getting Hooper, I thought that was huge. When we signed Austin Hooper, I was jumping up and down, man, because I saw what he was doing in Atlanta. And, you know, Charles, with the tight end position, you just don't come into the league and become a great tight end. It takes you a year, maybe two, 3 years to establish yourself at that position. It's a hard position to get. And I feel like we got Austin Hooper at the right time. You know, Atlanta, I don't think they just couldn't afford him, right? They just had to let him go. And we had the deep pockets. So, and I think he wanted to come here.
Oh yeah. Sure. He would. Yeah. With everybody around him, he had a great quarterback there in Atlanta with Matt Ryan, but to come in with a young guy like Baker when the talent around him, with that offensive line, him working with them. Oh gosh, he liked the paycheck, but I bet he wanted to be a Cleveland Brown as well. So, looking forward to him. Looking forward to hopefully Njoku gets his head back on straight, and he's like, you know, I want to be a Brown now. You know, I'm ready. I'm all in. Him and Farrell Brown and the new rookie Harrison Bryant, and looks like they got some good tight ends, and that like you were alluded to. There's names all over the place. That's just pure talent. I seen something last month. There was a guy on NFL Network that had the Browns as the most talented, with running backs, receivers, tight ends, with quarterback, with a by position in the whole AFC. So we'll see what they can do. I'm looking forward to it. We were looking forward to it last year, but like I said, I think it's the difference this year is that offensive line.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely going to be able to protect Baker more than he was protected last year. I mean, last year it seemed like he was scrambling, running for his life. And when that happens, you're going to make bad decisions. But I think Baker is, I think Baker has a chip on his shoulder. Don't you? I mean, going into this year.
Oh, for sure. He's even admitted it. He said, I didn't have a good season. He's not backing away from it. I didn't have a good season.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows he wants to get better.
I think that's when Baker is at his best. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's when Baker's at his best, when his back's up against the wall, people are doubting him. And, he's definitely has something to prove this year.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he definitely has something to prove this year. So I'm excited to, you know, to see what he does. And I'm excited to see the Kevin Stefanski offense. And Alex Van Pelt, you know, is our offensive coordinator. He's been working with Baker in his footwork, I hear, and Baker's been changing some things. So hopefully that'll help.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You mentioned Alex Van Pelt. Yeah, they said he's one of the best with working with quarterbacks. So, yeah, that's good to hear that he's doing that because, yeah, Baker did need to work with a little bit of the footwork because he was kind of – you see him back in the pocket. He was kind of dancing a little bit too much and wouldn't step up at the right time. He'd run too quickly or he wouldn't get rid of the ball fast enough or a little bit of both. So hopefully you can get that, that stuff squared away and looking for a good season from him.
Absolutely. And now you talk about the defensive side of the ball. A lot of times we talk about the offensive side of the ball, but our defense is looking a lot better than it did in years past. Last year we had some problems with our secondary. I think, Charles, the game me and you went to, that Sunday night football game against the Rams, we went into the tailgate thinking we were all healthy. And before you know it, I think it was three of our defensive backs were hurt and didn't play.
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, we were talking and we were looking and we were checking our phones. I'm like, oh yeah, so it's Denzel's out. Yeah, okay, he's out. And then I think one of the safeties was out, and then somebody else was out. Yeah, I remember that was they were going down like flies.
That was halfway through the tailgate that we found that out, and I'm like, oh my, what is going on here?
Right.
Exactly. whenever your defense is riddled with injury like that, it's hard to win ball games. Injuries are going to happen, yes, but when you have injuries like that, it's hard to win in this league. So this year, assuming that everybody's healthy for the most part, I like where we're heading. What a guy I'm really excited about this year is Mac. That guy, last year, he showed signs of greatness. And, this year, I think he's going to make that next step.
Oh, I hope so. I know he's working hard. You see a lot of his stuff on social media. He's working hard every day to get better. And he's always saying he wants to prove the doubters wrong. So I hope he does that. Him being a later round pick, he's kind of overshadowed a little bit. But, he got thrown into it last year, and he actually had a pretty – decent season as a rookie. He made his mistakes, missed some tackles, but that happens with being a rookie, and I think he'll clean that up this year. Looking forward to watching him play. There's some other, they got some little bit of linebacker help in the draft, and they needed it. So we need a good camp from Taki Taki, and we'll see what we'll get from him. And they got the new fellow that they signed the other day from LSU, Phillips. So, hopefully we can get some production out of him. And then I think they signed another linebacker. But, they got enough depth at linebacker to be all right. It's not the best linebacker crew for sure, but I think they'll be all right.
We have some LSU players on our defense, don't we?
Yeah, there's a few on there. Yeah, I didn't talk about Greedy or getting Grant Delpit. That's Grant Delpit, I think, is going to be a huge force this year. I'm looking forward to watching him play.
Yeah, and he'll sign. I hadn't heard. Had he signed yet? I don't think he has.
Not yet, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's going to sign.
Yeah, he'll sign. It's just a matter of time. When you look at the defensive line, obviously we have Myles Garrett. He's the captain of our defense. On the other side, you have Olivier Vernon, our tackles, Sheldon Richardson, Ogunjobi. How do you see them this year, man, compared to last year? I mean, I know last year, obviously, Myles Garrett was out the last six games. Vernon was hurt. Who else was hurt? Was Sheldon Richardson? He had a few injuries last year, didn't he?
He might have. I know Vernon missed like six games as well.
Yeah,
that hurts.
We're pretty beat up.
Defensive ends. Right. Yeah. Pretty beat up. And Vernon actually was playing hurt when he was playing. And that goes saying because every NFL player is hurt when they're playing. But there's always somebody has some kind of injury and they're playing through it. So, looking forward to seeing Ogunjobi work this year, and both those guys, Sheldon and Richardson. So, you know, I don't have any problems if they're healthy. That defensive line is going to be pretty darn solid.
I think so too. I think it's going to be very solid. And obviously, you know, Olivier Vernon is here for this year, not looking good that he's going to be back next year. If I had to get, let me ask you, if the draft was happening tomorrow for next year, what position do you think we would take first overall in the first round?
In the first round?
Not linebacker. First overall. Not first overall, just our first round pick.
Linebacker, yes.
Linebacker? Yeah, it maybe linebacker, but maybe a defensive end, you know, opposite Myles Garrett. You know, every Batman needs a Robin. And, you know, that could be a position that we would look at in the draft next year.
Good point, brother.
But, yeah, do you agree? I mean, that first pick will probably be on the defensive side.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, it's hard to look that far ahead, but looking at it now, you know, if you were asking me right now, I think that's where we're going to look at. So, well, awesome, man. Well, thanks for coming on the pod tonight. You know, this was an emergency pod. I want to talk about the Myles Garrett contract. Once again, congratulations, Myles Garrett, if you're listening. Charles and I were excited for you, and I can speak for all Browns fans that they feel the same way, you know. 5 years, $125 million. That's seven more years from today. So that'll bring him in, you know, when he's 31 years old. And who knows after that, he may want to retire. Maybe he'll sign another small contract, but it's looking like he might finish out his career in Cleveland, which is what everybody wants.
Well, that would be great. That means he's doing good things and the Browns are winning football games. That's what that means.
Amen. Amen. Well, Charles, thank you so much for coming on tonight. And definitely, man, you know, when the season starts or maybe right before the season starts, I'd love to have you on again.
Sounds great, man. Thanks for having me. Good time.
All right, man. You have a good night. Go Browns.
Go Browns, brother.